Texte numéro 105. Young, British and living in Europe. Brexit has turned our lives upside down. The freedom of movement afforded by the EU has embedded itself into our national psyche, be it a stag weekend in Bratislava or a post-exam interrail trip. But the continent is not just for temporary jaunts. Vastly overlooked are those young people who choose to make a home there. Many get their first taste of living abroad through exchange schemes such as Erasmus, which has seen a rise in participation of 115% since its UK launch in 2007. And English language degrees are offered at several universities around the Netherlands and Scandinavia, making a quality education obtainable for a fraction of the British cost. People aged 18 to 34 are looking beyond their homeland's borders for career prospects almost twice as much as the preceding generation, with around half of those surveyed feeling more secure and fulfilled in their jobs abroad. Cities such as Berlin have gained a reputation for their laid-back atmosphere and low cost of living, appealing prospects in comparison to UK cities where millennials are hit hardest by the recession. Startups are inherently international because of their need for funding and talent, regardless of its origin. So knowledge of the local language is generally not required. It's extremely common for business to be conducted in English. Since the referendum, there has been a level of uncertainty and a state of anxiety among expats of all ages. And the young are likely to be disproportionately affected as their world is turned upside down right at the start of their careers. We were told that our 20s are for exploration and learning, and most pertinently, for not yet having to make serious long-term commitments. Yet this is exactly what Brexit is forcing on young Britons prematurely. The pressure to make sacrifices, such as taking steps to put down roots far from our families, is exerting a particular strain. We moved to another EU country on certain conditions. We did not expect those to change so suddenly. It is not just a practical difficulty, but an emotional one. Those who had planned for only a temporary residence in a foreign country are now considering putting in the years to qualify for EU citizenship. To be part of the EU is to love the security found in flexibility, the knowledge that if things are not ideal in one place, a clean slate awaits elsewhere. For a generation that has come to expect an international return flight to be more affordable than a domestic single train journey, Brexit is going to be extremely tough. Although at the moment Theresa May's government has not yet finalised anything, and the process may take many months and even years. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2016.